fantastic afternoon for you and the club.
Thanks very much, Richard. It's a pleasure to join you.
Yeah, a couple of penalties from Kevin Motion. Charlie was there for us, getting very excited. How did you feel down in the dugout?
Yeah, actually, I was quite composed. I think in the first half, our ball retention was very good and our shape was very good. And in fairness to the players, I think we deserved to go in at half-time 1-0 up. But that then changes the mindset, because for the first time, you've then got something to lose. So you move from maybe being an underdog to not quite the favourite, but certainly it's a different mental challenge. And I thought second half, defensively, the team were fantastic.
Yeah, we spoke to Barry Ferguson beforehand. He was very complimentary. He said he'd had you guys watched. He'd watched the videos, the DVDs. He'd impressed upon his players just what a challenge you were going to present to him. So, you know, given the fact that they've come and they've been well briefed and well prepared, says a lot about your players that you were able to overcome them.
Well, that's very kind of him, and it's a huge compliment. And I think we've got some talented football players at this club and players whose best years are in front of them. So what we're hoping is that that will feed their hunger and desire to go and try and progress and play at a higher level, and hopefully that will be with this club. This is a team that's got its best years in front of it, and today can only do them the world of good.
Yeah, you made a lot of headlines, of course, in recent years, Spartans, and you've played your part down the years as well, of course, scoring goals in lots of high-profile games. A lot going on off the pitch as well and all around the area. We were discussing that earlier on the programme, but just fantastic to get through to that fourth round draw, 2 o'clock, Hampden Park on Monday afternoon. Going to be lots of big names in there for you, Dougie.
Yeah, I think the players will spend the whole weekend dreaming, you know, and rightly so. They've earned that. I think that tonight's certainly going to be a good night, and they'll probably be clock watching on Monday until 2 o'clock and certainly wishing for their favourite teams, which typically will be the Old Firm or, in our case, Hibs and Hearts. There's a lot of Hibs and Hearts fans in the dressing room.
I'll bet. Well, I hope the draw goes well for you. Well done indeed this afternoon, Dougie. Thanks for joining us, Spartans, for that 2-0 win against Clyde in the Scottish Cup. Dougie Samuel joining us there, heading quickly back to